Welcome to this prayer. This is a prayer I've put together where I'd like to pray for anyone within the sound of my voice. All I ask you to do is to agree with me as I pray, and together we will seek our Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we gather together and come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Where two or more gathered, there you'll be in the midst of us. And anything we agree upon as touching, you will surely do. Father, in Jesus' name, there's no distance in the Spirit, and we thank you for the person I'm praying for who desires this prayer to you. Father, when they are tempted to step out of walking in the Spirit, show them. Open their eyes that they may see what is drawing them from you. They can praise you in the midst of temptation because you are ever so faithful to provide a means of escape. The power of sin has been broken over their life, thanks to what Jesus has done. Holy Spirit, continue to guide them and help them walk in the Spirit, so that they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thanks be to you, because it is no longer they who live, but Christ who lives in them. The life which they now live in the flesh, they live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved them and gave himself for them. With your help and through your strength, they can resist anything that would dare try to entice them away from walking with you. Thank you, Jesus, that you can sympathize with their weaknesses and was in all points tempted as they are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. With you on their side, they can turn from the flesh at any time and continue walking in the Spirit. They can go from a place of despair into a place of hope. They can go from a place of fear into a place of faith. We decree and declare that through Christ, they've been set free from the dominion of sin. Sin no longer has a hold on them when they choose to walk in your commandments, Lord. They raise their hands in praise because they have been set free from anything that tempts them to walk in the flesh and not in the Spirit. May they come to know even more clearly that those who walk in the flesh cannot please you. But thanks be to you, with your Spirit inside of them, they can walk in the Spirit. They worship you as their Lord and Savior. It is you which works in them, both to will and to do your good pleasure. It is in and through your help that they can walk in the Spirit and not the flesh. Show them if there is anything in their life that needs to be repented of. They hate sin as you hate sin. Continue to help them trust you. They desire to love your word so much that they'll do all that they can by your grace to obey it. No temptation has overtaken them except such as is common to man. You are faithful, who will not allow them to be tempted beyond what they are able, but with every temptation, you will always provide a way of escape that they may be able to bear it. Walking in the Spirit is what they love to do. We believe and receive everything we've prayed and give you glory in advance, for this prayer is answered. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Daily Effective Prayer Podcast. This is Daniel, the creator and founder of this online prayer ministry. I pray you are blessed by this prayer. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast right now so you don't miss a single prayer that I upload. Share this prayer with someone you care about. If you want to submit a prayer request to me or find out more about my prayer ministry, click the link in the description of the show notes. God bless you, and thanks again for listening.